Well, man, what more can we say? Man, how the gospel was printed, presented so beautifully and clearly. Clearly. Thank you, choir. Man, our bulletin, if you look at your bulletin, it gives the reason why. 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If you'll look at that beautiful picture on the order of service on the program there, it's a dark, cold, dreary night, snow, bitterness outside. And if you'll look, you see a little church. And inside that church, it's a beautiful light. There's stars in the sky. And man, in thinking about the Christmas season and thinking about the world in which we live, I think that picture kind of portrays the fact that Christ, the light of the world, has come. He's come in the midst of darkness. He's come in the midst of brokenness. He's come in the midst of bitterness. And as we reminded in Sunday school this morning, as Brother Kenny taught us, that Hebrews 2:14, it talks about Jesus came in flesh. And at the coming of Jesus, we think about that he came in to dwell among us. He came to identify with our hurts and our pains and our loneliness and our brokenness. But there's a bigger reason. The reason was why he came was to die for us. Because the problem was that we were all sinners. We were all in the midst of darkness. We were all living as enemies of God. It goes on to say in Hebrews 2:14, he came to deliver us from the fear of death that we have been plagued with. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And man, that's just a powerful verse that reminds us that Christ Jesus came to deliver us, to set us free from the chains of sin, from darkness. And he provides hope. He points us to eternal life. And by faith and trusting Jesus, I love that they close with John 3:16, and then the choir saying Christmas is Jesus, because this is the gospel. You know, Mary and Joseph and the wise men, the angels, the stars, the manger, the night, everything in that story, the shepherds, is pointing toward one who would come to deliver his people from their sins. And Christmas is Jesus, and Jesus is Christmas. And man, we give God praise and glory for what he's done. I pray that you know Jesus. I pray that you've seen that he came to die for sinners. I pray that you've personalized that, and by faith you've looked at that perfect sacrifice, that only that perfect sacrifice can deliver you and set you free from your sin. I pray that by faith you have trusted him as your Lord and Savior, and you're living in that light and the hope of glory, knowing that we don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear our enemy or what once our enemy. We know he's alive and well, and we know that there's real effects of the enemy. We see it all around us. But at the end, we know that Christ is with us, dwelling in our hearts by the power of the Spirit, and he is moving us toward a greater city. He's moving us to a second advent, to where he'll come back, and he'll take his people to live in perfect harmony and perfect peace, no more pain, sickness, sorrow, death, for all eternity. I pray that you long for that return, that second coming. If you would, I'm going to pray for us, and Brother Ken's going to lead us in just a time of response, a time to just reflect once again, what child is this? A time to think about the glory, the beauty of Christmas, to think about a new year that is right around the corner, and where you stand with the Lord, a time to just refocus, recommit. Let me pray for us, and then the choir will lead us, and you'll actually stand and sing with us, What Child Is This? Let's pray. Father, we come to you, and we thank you, Lord, for Christ. We're thankful for his sacrifice. We know that for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And, Lord, we see and understand that more clearly through the Scriptures. But, God, we know that this is why he came. As we talked with the kids this past Wednesday night, he came ultimately to die. He came to be the Lamb of God, slain for the sins of the world. And so, Lord, we celebrate Jesus and his coming. Lord, and all the miraculous events that happen around Jesus and the manger, the shepherds, the wise men, the angels, God, are just powerful displays of your glory and beauty, and Lord, and your work. Lord, there was a specific reason and why you came, God, and we know that we see your sovereignty all through that Christmas story. There were dates and events that were being fulfilled just as Isaiah, just as Jeremiah, even Ezekiel, and the writers of the Old Testament prophesied and pointed to, God. Jesus came to fulfill the law, and we're thankful, Lord. God, we're thankful that debt was paid on behalf of sinners, and we're set free, God. And we trust you, and we look to you, and we celebrate new life in Christ. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we worship you, God. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand? Brother Ken's going to lead us in What Child Is This?